We discussed yesterday the sigad of Zayin Amar Aleph, the role of Aaron HaKohen in Pei Taego. We raised the issue of the Balamor and Ramban, whether facilitating Avodah Zarah, Lifnei Iver, of Yehareg Vayavor, to what extent is that considered to be Yehareg Vayavor, to what extent is that not? Is that considered to be an act of Avodah Zarah, or is that considered to be that no, simply Shar Isurim? And this we pointed out, the Machlokes Balamor and Ramban, according to the Chiddush of Balamor, that Lifnei Iver of Yehareg Vayavor is Yehareg Vayavor, and nonetheless, Rava tells us Hanos Atzmon Shani, and therefore that applies even to Averos HaChamuros. And the Ramban and Mochamos and Sahenra disagrees, telling us that that certainly is not true. The two examples Balamor is discussing, the case of Esther and the case of the providing the kelim for Avodah Zarah, right, is not an instance of Gili Arayos, nor an Isra of Avodah Zarah. The first is Bias Nofri, which is not an Isra of Gili Arayos, and the second, the Ramban writes, is only Lifnei Iver at best, and that is not Yehareg Vayavor. So we started to discuss to what extent Lifnei Iver is considered to be one is a Shutaf in Maisa Avera. If you provoke the Maisa Avera, therefore the Maisa Avera, at least to an extent, relates to you as well. Or do we assume that no, it's just an Isser Klali of provocation, irrespective of the particular Isser at hand? So we discussed the Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger in the very beginning of Shabbos. Lifnei Iver of Chilul Shabbos is not equivalent of Chilul Shabbos. We wouldn't assume that one who does so is a Mumer of the Dino Kinofri. And we discussed other possible marakomas as well in this issue, that Sugi and Bava Metzia and Daf Yudam and Beis, where Tosus writes that the Chiddush of Ravina, that the only time we assume that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera is if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. After all, if you're included in this Dvar Avera, so therefore you do not represent the Mishaleach. But Ravina says the following Chiddush: if you could come up with a case where the Isser is only one on the Mishaleach, and it doesn't relate at all to the Shliach, then Ravina is of the opinion that Yeh Shliach Ledvar Avera. And what was the case? A Kohen who says to Yisrael, say the Kadesh Li Isha Grusha. Obviously the Mishaleach is included in that Isser. That's Grusha the Kohen. The Shliach, however, is a Yisrael. So therefore, in that instance, Ravina says, Yeh Shliach Ledvar Avera. So Tosus asks, the obvious Kasha, good, this is a Yisrael, but by his performing the act of Kedushin, isn't that at least an Isser of Lifnei Iver? That's the Kash that Tosus raises. That's also raised in Shita Kabetzes in the name of the Ritva. And the Rishonim give various different answers. One answer that Tosus says is the following: Ein Ochinami, it is an Isser of Lifnei Iver. But Lifnei Iver does not make you a Bar Chiyuva. But also Ha'aveira, that sounds like, according to Tosus, Lifnei Iver is a general Isser. But it's not that you relate to this particular Maisa Avera, and therefore we can assume Yesh Liach Ledvar Avera. If you look, for example, in the Shita Kabetzes, there in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud, the name of the Ritva, a very different teretz. There the Ritva says, you know why it's not considered to be a case of Lifnei Iver? Because Lifnei Iver, the Gemara tells us in the very beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, is only Trei Uvrei Denara. Only if the Avera could not have been violated without your participation. A Nazir is on an island, he has no access to Yayin. You toss the Yayin to the Nazir. Without your doing so, there wouldn't be an Isser. The Ritva writes in Shita Mukobet says that that's not true. In this particular case, certainly the Kohen could be Mekadish the Grusha himself. He doesn't need the Yisrael in order to be married to the Grusha, and therefore, true, on some level it's Misayea, but technically it's not considered to be Lifnei Iver. Perhaps those two terutzim, Tosus and Ritva, reflect this broader opinion. Let me just mention two other marmakamos, then we'll go further, two other ha'aros in the Ramban. One is the kasha the Ramban raises in Yevamos and Daf Pidalad Mebeis, where the Gemara says whenever a Kohen marries someone who he is not allowed to, a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, or a Kohen marries a Gerusha, the Torah says that there's an Isser, Echad Lo Vechad Lo. It's not only an Isser for the Kohen or an Isser for the Kohen Gadol. The Isser emanates from their Kedusha. But both parties violate the Isser. If a Kohen Gadol marries the Almana, good. The Isser is a function of the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol. But she also violates the Sedaraisa of Lo Yikachu. That's the Lashon Rabin, Lo Yikachu, Echad Lo, Ve'echad Lo. Ramban is bothered by a very basic kasha. Why is that posuk necessary? Lo yikachu echado v'echada. And if you didn't have that pasuk, you would think the iser is only on him and not on her. The Ramban writes that typically mishum lifnei iver. No, obviously she is a party in this avera daraisa. Without her, this kohen gadol is not buying this rav amana. Without her, the kohen is not buying this rav a grusha. No, so that's the kasha that the Ramban raises. So Ramban writes the following. Number one, the Ramban says is good. There would have been an isra of lifnei iver. However, here the Torah posits a lav miyuchadla. It's not just lifnei iver. Here it's the real isra of lo yikachu. That's the first teretz of the Ramban. That sounds like that lifnei iver is just an isra klali of provocation. And here the Torah is telling us much more than that. Here it's a lav miyuchad that she violates not the isra of lifnei iver, but rather the iser of almana l'kohen gadol b'toras lo yikachu. And then the Ramban writes the following chiddush, that no, maybe one would think that this would not be an iser for her. Why? Because after all, this is a lav she'eno shava b'kol. Without the pasuk of lo yikachu, we know that this iser only applies to a kohen gadol. And therefore, perhaps we would have thought that there's no iser incumbent upon her at all. So therefore, it's necessary for the Torah to tell us no. Again, perhaps the two days in the Ramban also reflect on that broader question. And one last marimakom, as we discussed in the past as well, is the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos in the Shorish Tess. It's found in the standard edition of Sefer Mitzvos and Daf Samach Tess and Lebeis, where the Ramban is bothered by the following issue. This is a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, later on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. How is it ever possible to get Malkus for Chil Yontif? Isn't Chil Yontif an example of Lav Shebechlalos, where the Torah tells us a single Isser, and as a result of the single Pasuk, there are multiple Isurim, like Lo Soch, Lo Al Hadam. So the Ramban tells us a very simple teretz. The only time the Gemara will tell us something is called Lav Shebechlalos is when it's a different Chaloshem Isser. If it's all the same Isser, that's not called Lav Shebechlalos. So the classic case of Lav Shebechlalos, that's Sugya, Senator of Samagimel, Lo Soch Lo Al Hadam. The Gemara has completely unrelated Isurim that are derived from that single Pasuk. That's Lav Shebechlalos, different Shemos Isser. But if it's the same Chalosh Shem Isser, that is not called Lav Shebechlalos. So the Ramban writes the following chiddush, that the Torah says, Kol Melechas Avod Lo Sasu, don't do Malacha Nyantif, and there are various ways of doing Malacha, but it's not a different Chalosh Shem Isser, and therefore that is not called Lav Shebechlalos. That's the teretz that the Ramban gives, and in fact, it requires Bior, why is it the Tosus, and that's the Gnaf Samagimel Sinim, doesn't give that teretz, but gives a very different teretz. Isn't that L'chora Dover Pashut? That Lav Shebechlalos means a different Chalosh Shem Isser. And the Ramban writes, when it comes to Meleches Shabbos or Meleches Yantif, it's the same Isser, just various manifestations, ways of violating that identical Isser. So that's the Chiddush the Ramban, which is very misdaber. Lav Shebechlalos is only when it's a different Chalosh Shem Isser, not when it's the same Shem Isser. With that in mind, and assuming that that is a very reasonable ha'ara to be magdil Lav Shebechlalos, a different Chalosh Shem Isser, just going back to that Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvos from Shorash Tes, that the Ramban is commenting on. The Rambam gives you many examples of Lav Shebechlalos in Lokan Alav, and one of them is this Rav Lifnei Iver. The Rambam writes that why is it that there's no Malkus on the Lav of Lifnei Iver? The Rambam writes it's because that's Lav Shebechlalos. Right? There are many different ways of violating that Isra of Lifnei Iver, provoking a person to do A, B, C, D, and therefore Lav Shebechlalos. If one should assume the Chiddush of the Ramban, that Lav Shebechlalos only applies to Shemos Muchlokim, a different Chalosh Shem Isser, and you couple that with the Rambam, that that's the reason that there's no Malkus Lifnei Iver, right? It's because, after all, Lav Shebechlalos, therefore that seems to indicate that one cannot equate Lifnei Iver of Avera A to Lifnei Iver to Avera B. Maybe that indicates the concept of Lifnei Iver as being in Isser Prati. Not just the same Chalosh Shem Isser. It's a different Chalosh Isser. Provoking a person to eat Nevela is a different Chalosh Shem Isser as provoking a person to Bima Chal Shabbos. And therefore, Lav Shebechlalos, a different Shem Isser, right? And Enochinami, that perhaps is an indicator of Isser Pratim. Good, therefore it's called Lav Shebechala. So what we did point out is what one assumes Bechala Torah Kula, one does not necessarily have to assume to cases of Avodah Zarah. Good. One could agree generally that Lifnei Iver is only an Isser Klali, but not when it comes to Avodah Zarah, where there's an Isser of Meisus Umediach. Maybe that means in the broadest sense that provoking Avodah Zarah is an Isser of Avodah Zarah. That's why that Ramban, right, in the Mochamos is a very great Chiddush, because the application of the Ramban, the case of Kavonki v'damuniki, is talking about a case of Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban writes, that's just Lifnei Iver. It's not Avodah Zarah Mamish, it's not even Avuzrayu Avodah Zarah, all it is Lifnei Iver, and therefore, in terms of Yehareg Vayavor, it's treated as a mitzvah kala, not as an Avera Chamor. Okay. We're not going to start the Sugya of Motzei Shemra today, but let's just go through just some Ha'aros in the Hemshech Gemara before that point. The Gemara tells us the following memra of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. The Gemara tells us that Kol Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamita Mashra Shechina V'Yisra. And that's based on the pasuk of Elokim Nitsa Badaskel Bekerem Elokim Yishpat. That proper din invokes Hashras Hashchina. If that is not the case, Eino Don Din Emes Lamita. So the Gemara says Gorn Lishchina Shetistalik V'Yisra. The opposite is true as well. Hashras Hashchina is dependent on Don Din Emes Lamito. This linked into what we discussed earlier, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Yossi Haglili. Therefore, Pshar is an Isser. That after all, right, if this invokes Hashras Hashchina, if this Ki HaMishpat Lalokimu, so Mehechata, you see that one can simply opt for Pshara as opposed to Din. Right, and as we described, even those who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Yossi Haglili will admit that of course din invokes Hashras Hashchina, but makshinam pshara ledin. We don't assume that simply pshara is allowed because this is an alternate. No, this is a form, as the Gemara says, a mishpat sheish bo tzedakah. It is mishpat sheish bo shalom. Also, it's considered to be a form of mishpat as well, and therefore in achinami that will also result in Hashras Hashchina. The Ramban in Dvarim, right, in Perak Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, uses these very psukim that our Gemara quotes, Kemishpat Elokim Hu, and the Pasuk as well as Bekerem Elokiv Yishpot, the fact that Din invokes Hashras Hashchina, right, to tell us the following great, great Chiddush. The Gemara in Makos in the Tehillim Beis discusses the case of Edim Zomim. And the Gemara quotes the Braisa of Rebbe that Hargu Ein Neheragim. The Drash of Kasher Zomam Velo Kasher Asa. If a person is attempting to be Mechayiv someone else, and Bezdin issues a Psak Din, and before the Din is carried out, the person is caught, that is the Parsha of Edim Zomim, then you receive the Omnesh of Kasher Zomam. What happens, however, if Hargu? What happens if it was a step too late? By the time the Edim Hamazimim come, Bezdin already carried out the Psak Din. Literally, the person was already killed. So Rebbe says, unbelievably, the Hargu, Ein Neherag, the Edim, right, are spared the Onesh of Misa. Kasher Zomam, Velo Kasher Asa. The Gemara asks, isn't that a Kavachomer? If a person receives an onesh for kasher zamam, shouldn't there be such an onesh for kasher asa as well? The Gemara says that no, ein onshin min hadin. That's the sugin makos and afheim with beis. But look, when it comes to such an onesh, that's not subject to the mita of kal v'chomer. Under what cases do we apply this principle of kasher zamam below kasher asa? So Tosus makes the following comment in Bava Kama Dav Dalad Mabeis Dramasko Edim Zomin, where Tosus writes the following, that this does not apply to cases of Mamon. And Tosus has two very different reasons why in fact that's true. When it comes to Mamon, right, you come to Bezdin and you're made that one person owes another person a sum of money, whatever the source was. And Bezdin Paskins and Enochinami, they're golden. The Dmei Tashlumin, and all of a sudden, subsequently, they are proven to be Edim Zomin. There we don't assume kashas or malakasha. Rasa Tosa says there the eidim are obligated to pay. Why is it that mamun is different from cases in the fashos? So this is today's in Tosos, the machlokis, the Riva, and the Ri. Riva writes the following: efshar bechazara. There's no finality when it comes to dina mamonos. The psak din can be revoked. No? So return the money. Efshar bechazar. Pashab Shad Riva is the following: the drush is kasher zamam, lo kasher asa. If it is subject to chazara, so in such an instance, it is not called kasher asa. Good, the psak din was carried out, but that in fact can be overturned, that can be undone. So in such an instance, that does not reach that point of kasher asa. That's the chiddush of the Riva. The Ri writes the following: the punchline of the Gemara was, how can you say kasher zola kasher asa v'lav kal v'chomer? So the Gemara answers, in onshin min hadin. So the Ri writes the following: that's true when it comes to other areas la'alacha. When it comes to mama, then yes, onshin min hadin, and therefore kasher kal v'chomer, kasher zamam and koshkein. Kasher asa? Good. Those are Tosus's two terutzim. Either mamon is not considered to be kasher asa, because efshar bechazara, or else that no, gabe mamon, certainly onshin min hadin. This is what Tosus discusses as well in Baba Kama daf Beis Amud Aleph. To what cases do we apply the principle of ein onshin min hadin? So Tosus discusses the extreme instance of misa, hargoin herogin. Tosus discusses the case of mamon. What about a case of malchus, for example? Two people come to Bezdin and they're made that a person is chayv malchus because he ate nevelos trefos, and Bezdin, right, enforces the onesh of malchus, and then subsequently edim come who are mazin, those two original edim. So what happens in that instance? So according to Tosus, malchus would be comparable to the case of misa. Now, after all, the reason of the Riva, the reason of the Ri Lachora do not apply. No, efshar bechazara. Certainly, that's not possible when it comes to malchus. They can rescind the onesh of malchus. The onesh was already meted out. There's nothing more that can be done. And even when it comes to onshin min hadin, lefi pshuto, right? The kavachom rabbein onshin min hadin applies to areas of misa as well as to cases of malchus. And therefore, both according to the Riva and according to the Ri, Misa and Malchus, who would assume the halacha of Kasher Zom lo Kasher Asa, and just as Hargo Neheragin, Laku Emokin, Mashenkin, when it comes to the case of Mama. This is against the Shita Sarama. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Eidos, Perachach Halacha Beis, the Rambam begins by teaching us the halacha of Hargo Neheragin, true, but that's the Sugin Malchus Afayim with Beis. However, the Rambam writes, "Aval im laka ze she'idu alav." If, however, you're dealing with an ownership malchus, not lokin, the edim zomim will get malchus. Kasher zamam and afilu kasher asa. And the Rambam writes, and the same is true when it comes to mama. So, whereas Tosus assumes that malchus is comparable to misa, the Rambam is explicit that is not true. That mamon is the same as malchus. Where we assume that kasher zamam va'afilu kasher asa, despite the fact that it is not efshar bechazara, unlike the case of misa. So simply, if this is true, according to the Rambam, that halach is bidafka hargu ein neheragin, so very simply, why is misa different from any other case? So the Kesef Mishnah has a couple of possibilities. One possibility Kesef Mishnah writes is the following, that the reason hargo ein neheragin gadol avera minsa. Because the Mishnah points out that onshin have an aspect, an element of kapara. Misas bezdin is mechaper. And therefore, one cannot assume a kavachomer if this onish is appropriate for an avera kala, kavachomer for an avera chamura. Onish is not just retribution. Onish is a form of kapara, and therefore sometimes the avera is so great that the person is not afforded that possibility of kapara. And that is how the Kesef Mishnah understands hargu ein neheragin, according to the Rambam Shita, kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. If this is true, that godol avera means so, Kesef Mishnah understands this can be applied to hargo, But that wouldn't apply to other cases where on the relative plane, the aver was not nearly as great. The person didn't take a life. The person just simply caused a hefsid mamon, or even in a case where a person caused a chiyuv malchus, there we would not assume gadol avera min sal, and therefore there's no halacha of hargoy ne'erag, and we don't apply the concept of kasher zaman below kasher asa. This chiddush of kesa mishnah that at times gadol avera min sal is what the Marsha writes later in Sanhedrin and daf salaf dalad amabeis in the name of the smag. They are also very difficult Gemara. The Gemara has a drasha when it comes to one who is mavir mizaracha lamolech. And there the Gemara's drasha is mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. When is it that the Torah prescribes that onesh? If it's mizaracha. If a person has several children, and from among the children this is what he does, then the Torah says, terrible avera, a very great onesh. If it is kol zaracha, then that is not true. How can that be? Why not assume mizaracha v'kol shkein kol zaracha? How can you have a drasha of mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha? This is what the Marsha calls the name of the smad. It seems in that case, also kol kach avera gedola, since the avera is so great, kol zaracha, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze she'eh lo kapara. And therefore, in that sense, Bezdin can do other things. But technically speaking, it means the person is not afforded the kapara that applies to an onesh of nisa. In the Marsha adds further chiddush. The smag said this in the context of mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. The Marsha adds that umizen yir losseis tam v'hod da'arminan b'chol duchta ein onesh min hadin. This svara of gadol avera min so is not just true in the isolated cases of mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha or kashrizom v'lo kashrasa. That is the whole basis of ein onshin min hadin, a very great kiddush. Why should that be true? What's wrong with the kal v'chomer in enforcing an onesh? Is there anything weak about the mitzvah of kal v'chomer? The Marsha writes, according to the smag, no. It's not that a kal v'chomer is deficient. It's that if the purpose of aveira is to secure kapara, so we don't shimin hadin. How can you argue if that kapara is a possibility for an aveira kala, it is true for an aveira chamura? Mehecha teisi. The svara dictates the opposite. That's the chiddush that the Marsha adds. Boshem shat, this is against what Rashi writes later in Sanhedrin Adav Ayin Gimel in explaining the concept of Einon Shimin Hadin. Here Rashi explains it in a very different way. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Adav Ayin Gimel is the sugya of Yiharag Vayavor and the sugya of Rodev. In the cases of Rodev, then, if a person is Rodev Achar Chavero, Nitan Mahatzidu Benafsha. How do you know that that's true? What's the mekar that a person can take the life of person A who is pursuing person B? The Gemara says, look, it's a kal v'chomer from Nara Marasa. If the Torah is so clear that even in a case of Nara Marasa, in a case of Arayos, one is allowed to kill the perpetrator. That's the Torah describes it. There was no one there to save her. So the Gemara says, kal v'chomer. If Nara Marasa Shloba Elot Pogma, Amra Torah that Nitna Tzilo Ben Afsho, so Rodev Achra Chaver Lahar Galachas Kama Vachama, Kava Chomer, if there's a Din Rodev in Arayos, there's a Din Rodev in the case of Ritzicha. No? So the Gemara says, no, V'chi Onshin Min Hadin, can you use the Kava Chomer in order to impose the Onish of Rodev? Cannot be. So rather the Gemara says the following, that no, it's not a kal v'chomer, but rather it's a hekesh. The Torah says, Ki kasher yakom ish arei rotzach nefesh, kein hadavar hazeh. The Torah equates the case of Ritzicha to the case of Arayos to tell us this very chiddush. The justice in Arayos, there's a din rodev, nitam atzilu b'nafsho. The same thing is true when it comes to Ritzicha as well. So the Gemara says this cannot be derived from kal v'chomer, rather require a hekesh. So Rashi later in Sanhedrin 9 Gimel Beis has some very, very important comments. Number one, Rashi writes the following. Why is that true that a hekesh can serve as the basis for an onesh? Rashi writes, because after all, Hareyu kimufurish b'mikra. Very important chiddush that Rashi writes. Hekesh is mufurish b'kra. That's considered to be explicit in the Torah. If the Torah tells you, compare A to B, kein hadavar hazeh, that is not just simply a Torah shebal peh, that is considered to be Torah shebitzav. We discussed several times in the Megadim, in the Psicha Kaleles, which of the Yudgimidos is considered to be Torah shebitzav, which of the Yudgimidos is considered to be Torah shebal peh. Rashi writes a hekish, this is what the Rambam is referring to. When the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Tochos Yishus, that even though Bia and Shtar are Midaraisa, Kesef is only Midivrei Sofer. What's the difference between Kesef as opposed to cases of Shtar and cases of Bia? All of them, of course, are Daraisa. Kedushe Kesef is only Darabaran. How can it be? Pashup Shat, what the Rambam means the following. Kesef Mishnah explains, is it Mufurish Bekra, or is it a Drasha? A Drasha Daraisa. Is it Torah Shebal Peh? In the case of Mishnah writes, there are differences between Torah Shebal Peh as opposed to Torah Shebitzav. That Prima Gadim, Sikol Lalas, writes seven Nafkaminas Lalakha. Between Torah Shebitzav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh? What is this Chiddush then of the Rambam? That Bia, Kedushe Bia is Mufurish Bitzav? That's certainly true. Kikach Ishishu Vola. What about when it comes to Shtar? Is Shtar explicit in Pasuk? Shtar is based on a hekish. No? Makish Havayu Liyatsiyah. Apparently you see, according to the Rambam, the Chiddush, that hekish is Mufurish Bekra, just as the Rambam writes. No? That's what Rashi tells us. A hekish is Mufurish B'mikra. And a further Chiddush, according to the Rambam, this is not true of Kesef. How do you derive Kesef? No, Gzerah Shava. Kicha Kicha Misi Ephraim. So according to Rambam, you see a further Kiddush. What is true of a Hekes is not true of Zereshava. Zereshava is not Mufurish Bekra. That already the Rambam labels as being Divrei Sofer, Kicha Kicha. Hashenkin, when it comes to Makish Havai Liyatsiya, that is considered to be Mufurish Bekra. Rashi writes the following Kiddush, that one can receive an Onesh based on Hekesh because it's Mufurish Bekra. And Rashi adds over the following, Va'onshin Rimenu, because a person cannot do this on his own. You can't make up a hekesh. A hekesh requires a mesorah. Very important, no? Rashi writes, a hekesh requires mesorah. Is that true? That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas and Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. We know that there's a psul hadar when it comes to esrog. Is there such a psul when it comes to lulav? No, the Mishnah tells us lulav hayavish is pasul, but the Gemara tells us in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph this is a machlokes tanaim. Whether makshin on lulav esrog, what the pasuk writes regarding esrog, is that also true when it comes to lulav? And Rabbi Yehuda holds lo makshin on lulav esrog, and therefore a lulav hayavish is kasher. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Whether or not makshinan lulav esrog, right? Rashi is explicit there in that sugyan sukkah and daf lamed aleph lamed aleph. Demaschelo, what does it mean? Rashi writes that a hekesh is lo nita lemidrash miatzmo. You can't make up a hekesh, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda did not have a mesora of makshinan lulav esrog, and therefore there's no psul yavesh when it comes to a lulav. And Tosas disagrees, and Tosas says that, what do you mean? A hekesh is nitzur lemedrash miatzmo. You don't require a mesora for hekesh. And the Gemara says in Svara, Rabbi Yehuda felt, that it was inappropriate. Hadar is part of the definition of esrog. Rabbi Yehuda felt that one cannot transfer the concept of hadar to sharminim. Not because he didn't have a mesora. He didn't think that that was appropriate. It's a fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosus. You see the Rashi and Tosus, everyone agrees to two of the cases, but they argue about which is the exception, which is the rule. Everyone agrees that Gzereshava requires Misora. That Tosus says, Gzereshava, word here, word there, Mehechatesi, how can you be Doresh? That certainly requires a Misora. And everybody agrees that Kalvachomer is not contextual, Kalvachomer is pure Svara. Kavachomer does not require a mesora. The unbelievable machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, is which is the exception and which is the rule. According to Rashi Shita, all the midos require mesorah, with the exception of kavachomer. Kavachomer, adam don meyatzmo. According to Tosus, the opposite is true. Everything, right, is comparable to the case of kavachomer, where no mesorah is necessary, including hekish, with the exception of gzereshava. Gzereshava is not rooted in svar at all. So therefore, that requires a mesorah. That's Rashi's chiddush. Kavachomer is unique because adam don kavachomer yatzmo. That's what Rashi writes here in Sanhedrin and daf ayin gimel. That's the difference between hekish as opposed to kavachomer. Why is it that an onesh can be enforced based on a hekesh, but ein onshin min hadin? So Rashi writes, because after all, adam don kavachomer me'atzmo, afal pishlo kibla merabo, and therefore ein onshin min hadin. How can you give an onesh based on a kavachomer? There's no such mesorah. It's pure svara, and therefore that type of limud is insufficient. Wow, that's a very great chiddush that Rashi writes. That's the difference in cases of a hekesh as opposed to, right, cases, right, of kavachomer. That's what Rashi writes is the reason of enon shimin hadin. Good. So one possibility of enon shimin hadin is what Rashi says. It's based on the weakness of kavachomer. Pure svar no mesorah. The Marsha writes based on the smag that no enon shimin hadin is not because of kavachomer. It's because gadol aver min so. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah writes is the Shita Sarambam of Dafka Hargoi Neheragin, but not when it comes to Malkus or Mammon, because that reason of Gadol Avernin so only applies to Dina Fashos, doesn't apply to other cases. Good. What other explanations can one give for the Shita the Rambam, who distinguishes between Misa as opposed to Malkus? When it comes to cases of Misa, Enon Shimin Hadin, is it so simple when it comes to cases of Malkus that we should also assume Enon Shimin Hadin? Tosus assumes certainly yes. Tosus says when it comes to Mammon, Enon Shimin Hadin, but not when it comes to Misa and Malkus. Maybe one could suggest in the Shita Sarambam, a very great Kiddush, that when it comes to Malkus, Enon Shimin Hadin, and therefore you can enforce the Kavachomer. Kasher Zamam, Vafilo Kasher Asa. Specifically, when it comes to Misa, there we assume Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Why would one distinguish between Misa as opposed to Malkus, whether Onshin Min Hadin or whether not? So perhaps the answer can simply be the following. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in Shoresh Yudalid, quotes the view of Halachos Gedolos, that counts in minyan hamitzvahs on shem misa independently. Not only the particular iser, even the onesh, the bahag, counts separately. And the Rambam raises the following question. If you're going to double up, and you're going to count the onesh and the hazhar independently, so the Rambam writes that, in the davar so, ilu haya davar kein, if you do so, so do it for every lav, no? A lav of nevela, a lav of trefa, malchus for nevela, malchus for trefa. You're going to have many more than tarig mitzvahs if you do so. And even the bahag who counts on shem misa independently does not count on shem of malchus. What's the difference? Why should that be? So the Ramban writes the following, right? Teres. There's a basic difference between the onesh of Malkus as opposed to the onesh of Misa. The Ramban writes the following. When it comes to an onesh of Misa, how do you know that there's an onesh of Misa? What's the answer? There is no rule. How do you know there's an onesh of Misa? Because the Pasuk says so. How do you know there's an onesh of Misa in Avodah Zarah? How do you know there's an onesh of Misa when it comes to Shabbos? But you require a Pasuk to tell us that that's true. How do you know that there's an onesh of Malkus when it comes to Nevela or Trefa? The Torah says there's an onesh of Malkus. Certainly not. How do we know that that's the case? The Ramban writes, Dumi Delav Bechasima. The Torah gives you a model. There's Malkus in the Issei D'oraisa Lo Safsom Shor B'Disho, and anything that's similar to that lav, there's Malkus. So if it's similar, yes. If it's not similar, if it's Ein B'Maisa, or Nitak Lesei, or Nitma Tashlumin, right, then there is no Malkus. The Ramban wants to see there's a fundamental difference between an onish of mis and onish of malchus, and that is the ability to use klalim in establishing an onish. Do you have a right to use broad principles in order to create an onish? What's the answer? Malchus, yes. And misa, no? This Chiddush of Soloveitchik suggested them the following. That obviously then in onshim and hadin, when it comes to cases of misa, you require a separate gzeiras hakosu for every onish of misa. That's why the Baha'i count them independently. Even the Rambam, who doesn't count them independently at all, the Chora admits that there's a fundamental difference between an onish of misa. The Baha'i Sheet is just an indicator. As the Ramban writes, this certainly is true. When it comes to an onish of malchus, however, there all of a sudden we are allowed to invoke, right, klolim dumi delav de chasima. Maybe a chiddush then. Maybe one can even invoke the kal v'chomer of kasha zaman and koshkin kasha osa. Kal v'chomer cannot be used for onish of misa. Can be used for an onish of malchus. And therefore the Rambam writes that an onish of misa, kasha zaman velo kasha osa. Kashenki when it comes to an onish of malchus. That's the second possible hesber of this Rambam sheet. Relevant for us is the Chiddush the Ramban. The Ramban in Dvarim Yates Yates raises this kasha. How do you understand this drasha of kasha zom lo kasha asa? And the Ramban refers you to our sugyas. The Ramban tells us that mishpat nu is hashras hashchina. And he quotes the very psukim that our Gemara cites, ki hamishpat elokim hu. And further, the Ramban quotes the pasuk uvekerev elokim yishpat. Ramban writes, "Is unbelievable ha'ara. It is impossible for the Sanhedrin to commit such a grievous error without HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening." When our Gemara tells us that there's Hashras Hashchina, Ki Hamishpat Lokimu, and the Kerev Lokim Yishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there together with the Dayanim when they render a Psak Halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not sit back and allow the Sanhedrin to make a fatal error without intervention. Unbelievable. And the Ramban tells us, Hinei Kol Zeh Mala Gedola B'Shoftei Yisrael. And this applies uniquely to Shoftei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtacha, that Imahem Bidvar Mishpat. And if the Edom were not caught, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Edos to go through, and the Gemar Din to be carried out, so it must be Kihu Ba'avon Omez. It must be he was already a Gavra Bar Katola. It must be he was already guilty, if not for this Avera, for the other Avera, but he was already a Bar Moves. Otherwise, Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly would have intervened. Ilu HaYitzadik, Lo Yazvenu Hashem B'yadam. Unbelievable. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. If this is true, so Lecha'ora, this only applies to Misa, for two reasons, no? Number one is this is the type of grievous, lethal error that requires Kadosh Baruch Hu's intervention. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to intervene, right, with every mistake a Dayan makes of Dinim Amanos. Kadosh Baruch Hu will, in extreme cases, the Ramban writes, intervene. So number one, only Misa is an extreme instance. Number two is that Misa is Al Yedei Sanhedrin, Abez Nafchav Gimel, Sanhedrin Ketana. There is the greater Hashras Hashchina, even though you don't require Abez Nav Ayin Aleph for Din Nefashos, but Malamed Shamakam Goreim, you require the Sanhedrin Hagdol Belishkas Hagozis in order to have Din Nefashos. Eitzlam Yizbeach, Hashras Hashchina. So furthermore, that is why Din Nefashos is different from any other din. Number one, the greatest Hashras Hashchina. Number two, right, the stakes are the highest. Therefore, the Ramban writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot sit back idly and allow that to occur. If that's true, so you understand the Rambam very well. This is the Kesem Mishnah writes in the second Teretz. That applies to Din Nefashos. It doesn't apply to a case of Din Mamonos. It wouldn't even apply to a case of Din Malkus. Malkus with the Bezin of Shlosh, we wouldn't assume that Kadosh Baruch Hu will intervene with every error in terms of Malkus, and therefore there's no halacha of Kasher Zimam, lo Kasher Asa. That's B'davka Har Goein Ne'eragim. That's the Chiddush, the Ramban writes of Hashras Hashchina, not just simply in terms of Amilia Da'agada, but the essence of Bezdin, the placement of Sanhedrin, the unique Hashras Hashchina comes to the Nefashos, and this is what the Kesev Mishnah writes, justifies the Psak Halacha of the Rambam, the difference between Misa as opposed to everything else, as opposed to Malkus and Mahon. Okay. The Gemara further in Davzayin Mabez quotes the following member, Rav Hoshea v'Yitem Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. And here the Gaon has a very beautiful comment. How do you understand the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Beis David dinu leboker mishpat? After all, you mean to say that mishpat is only baboker and no other time? The Gemara tells us now. It means im bar lecha hadavar kiboker amreinu. Right, if the psak din is clear to the dayanim, clear as day, clear as morning, then amreinu, they have a right to insist on such a psak halacha, the imam, and it's not sure if there's any element of safek al tamreyu. They have no right to issue such a psak halacha. And then the Gemara quotes, right, Rav Chiya bar Avraham, Rabbi Yonasan. Seems to be the exact same emra, but based on different pasuk. Right, here it's based on the pasuk of emra lachachma achosia, the pasuk in Mishlei Zayin. Im bar lacha davar ka achos chashia sur lacha. If this isser is so clear, just like that, achos chas an isser erva. Then I'm Reyu. And Vim Lab, Al Tam Reyu. So is this mere duplication? The memra of Rav Hoshea, the memra of Chiya bar Avraham? So happens they quote different psukim. So the Gaon writes, it's found in Deres Eliyahu, in Parshas Re'e, in Dvaram Yud Gimel Pasuk Tetzvav. The Gaon writes the following Chiddush, that before a Dayan issues Psak Halacha, he must have a dual expertise. Number one, he has to have expertise in Chachmas HaTorah. No? He has to know what the Torah says is Isser V'Heter. But as we learned from our sugyas previously, that's not sufficient. It's necessary. That's not sufficient. He also must be, the Gaon writes, a Baki B'Derech Eretz. No? He has to know the ways of the world. Right? He may very well know exactly what the halacha is, but the application, right, that this is relevant in this circumstance and not in other circumstances, he has to know, right, Derech Eretz. And the Dayan can only implement Psak Halacha if he is an expert in both. You can't be an Amharetz, and you can't also be ignorant in terms of, right, all Hichos, Derech Eretz. So, the Gaon writes, that's the drush of our Gemara. Im bar lecha davar kachos chashi asur represents chachmas haTorah. The dayan has to have knowledge of iser v'heter. What is asur? What is mutter? And that's what the Gemara says. Im bar lecha chos chashi asur lecha. You have to be proficient in the isurei Torah. What does it mean? Im bar lecha davar kiboker. Boker means not isurim, right? What's iser and what's heter? That the Gaon writes means of being a baki in derech eretz, right? In its broadest application, that is the responsibility of the Dayan as well, and that's the supplementary drashas of Rav Hoshea and Rav Chiya bar Avraham, that both are required in order to implement Psak Halacha. And take a look at that Chiddush that the Gaon writes. The Gemara continues, and here there's a difference between, right, what our Gemara says and Pashu Pshat, the way the Rambam presents our Gemara. The Gemara quotes the memra of Rish Lakish, that Kol Hamamed Dayan Shino Hagun, Ki ilu notea asherah b'Yisrael. A dayan shinohogun, exactly as we discussed, mishpat is hashras hashchina, and therefore failure to enforce mishpat is a lack of hashras hashchina. It's an act of avodah zarah. No, this is Torah delay. This is not the Torah Hashem to say this is halacha here when the Torah says differently. A dayan shinohogun is ki ilu notea asherah b'Yisrael. Good. And then the Gemara says the following: Amar Rav Ashi. Then ki ilu notel eitzel mizbeach, as the pasuk says, l'sitlach asher kol eitz eitzel mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So Reish Lakish says asher. Rav Ashi says b'makom sheish tamid chachamim. So ki ilu notel eitzel mizbeach. Poshub shat in our sugya? Is there any real difference as to whether one is mamad adayin shenohogun b'makom tamid chacham, b'makom she'ein tamid chacham? Right? In both cases, it's an isra sheir. Poshub shat, the most one could argue, in terms of the ikar halav, the ikar azhara, they're identical. It's just a more flagrant violation, no? There's Nisra Vashera outside of the Mizbeach. But to put it, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, it's a more flagrant breach. But Nisra Vashera is an Nisra whether it's within or without. If you look in the Rambam, of the Sanhedrin Paragim Alach Ches, the Rambam writes differently. Because the Mishnah is very bothered as to the Makor of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that one is not allowed to imamid a dayan she'inu hagun. And the Rambam writes, if you do so, ki'ilu ki matseva, it's as though you are creating a matseva, not a shera, matseva. The Rambam writes shenemer, as the pasuk says, alsokin lucha matseva. And then the Rambam writes, "V'makom tamid echachamim ki ilu nata asher." The first halacha, what Reish Lakish says, "Dayin shenu hagun," the Rambam writes, that's called matseva. "V'makom tamid echachamim ki ilu nata asher." So, how do you understand this apparent difference? So this is what the Netziv discusses in Shultos. The very end of Shilta Nun Ches, in Os Memva. Quotes the Gemara, quotes the Rambam, the difficulty of the Keser Mishnah. The Keser Mishnah simply points out that the Rambam must have had some makar for this concept of matzeva. And Netziv writes the following chiddush, that the Rambam saw this in our Gemara, the difference between Reish Lakish and Rav Ashi. Reish Lakish says the following. The pasuk says, "Vasit lacha ashera kol eitz." And Reish Lakish is not Doresh Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. That somehow that this applies here and doesn't apply there. A categorical listen. And therefore Reish Lakish writes categorically, "Kol Hamana Dalin Shenohagun," whenever you appoint a Dayan Shenohagun. Finished. Irrespective of any other concern, that's kilinote asher. Obviously, asher is something which is absolutely forbidden. It's not only forbidden eitzel hamizbeach; it's forbidden everywhere. And if a dayan shenohogun is comparable to ashera, it's a categorical issue. The chiddush the Netziv points out is Rav Ashi disagrees. Ravashi comments as follows. The fact that the pasuk says Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, and the fact that the Chachamim are Doresh that this pasuk applies to Kol Amam Adayin Shenu Hagun, seems to indicate sometimes yes and sometimes no. There is an Isser Lahamid Dayan Shinohagun, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara is Darish, meaning B'makom Tamidei Chachamim. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And the Netziv points out the parallel. Sometimes you can have something which is categorically usher. Sometimes you can have something which is usher at times based on circumstance. Other times it is mutter. And you know what the model that the Rambam invokes, and this is part in the Netzivrites of the Drasha of Rav Ashi, that is the difference between a matseva as opposed to asherah. Asherah is something, the Shem of Arizara, that's categorically asher. There are ifs, ands, or buts. It's mutter here, not mutter there. No. Right? No ifs, ands, or buts. What about matseva? Matseva certainly is not true. Matseva is not the Shem of Arizara. Matseva is, right, to use for the purpose of Avodas Hashem. Matseva sometimes is mutter, a mitzvah rabba, and sometimes it's an issa daraisa. There was a time of heter matseva, as the avos did. There was a time of heter bamos. There's a time of mishkan, a time of beis hamikdash, of iser bamos. Zos menuchosia deyav. And I've discussed in the past, even if you should assume that the Kedushas HaMikdash is only Kishla Shaitan, Kishla Sadavo, but the Kedushas Makom is meaningful, for example, in terms of Yisr Bamos, Yisr Matseva, Zos menuchosia deyav. That's the Chiddush that the Netziv writes. Asher is a categorical Yisr, Matseva, right, depends. Matseva is Asr. B'makom hamikdash, matseva is mutter under other circumstances, and the Netziv writes that this is true of dayon she'eino hodah. Netziv writes, and take a look at that in Nosim Vav, that b'makom tamidei chachamim, a dayon she'eino hodah is like a sheir, that's categorically asur. If a person is able to appoint a dayon hodah, one is never allowed to appoint a dayan she'eino hodah. That's categorically asur. That's the drasha of Rav Ashi. Right? That's asherah, the categorical isur of dayan she'eino hodah. That is eitzel mizbach Hashem Elokecha. If it is not eitzel mizbach Hashem Elokecha, meaning that b'makom she'einish, when there are no other fit dayanim, then at times, right, that's what the Netziv goes through, it is appropriate to have some system of justice in order to ensure melech b'mishpat yamir, right? And despite the fact that one doesn't have smuchim, one doesn't have mumchim, one is unable to enforce the shuras hadin. Sometimes dayan she'eino hodah is absolutely unacceptable. Sometimes, however, one could envision that that would be permissible. B'makom shev shalahasik tamidei chachamim osu lahami dayin am ha'aretz. But b'makom shev shalah then sharin. Siv gives you such examples. He discussed that in the Drasha Saran. Drasha Yir Aleph, no? That then Siv points out is how the Rambam understood the sugya, and that's the significance of matseva. Matseva tells us sometimes yes, sometimes no, but makom mikdash, from eitzel hamizbeach, of course it's aser. Otherwise it's mutter. Mashenkin, when it comes to asher, is a categorical aser. And these are not complementary drashas. That was the chiddush of Rashi. That since the pasuk says eitzel mizbach Hashem lokecha, there must be two qualities to the iser of dayin she'eino hodah. Eitzel hamizbeach and shlo eitzel hamizbeach. But makom tamidei chachamim, shlo makom tamidei chachamim. That's what the Shultos writes is the Makar of the Rambam. At times, if you have a Yarosh She'en Bam Tamnei Chachamim, some system of justice, of course, is in fact necessary. And that, he writes, is the Diok in the Rambam Shita. Right? You know, so the Rambam derived this from, right, Reish Lakish as opposed to Rav Ashi. Rish Lakish, who treats it categorically, Rav Ashi, right, seems to tell us that Eitzel HaMizbeach implying that there is a time that it is not considered to be the same Isser, and that's comparable to the case of Matzah. That's a chiddush that the Netzim suggests. Take a look in the Shultz. Okay. We also mentioned last time, we'll cover this now, but the Tavot Tavi, the Drash of the Gemara, the Drash of the Biskarav, no, the two halachos, right? Midin Melech, Midin Shofet, what a person can do by himself, what a person can do, right, only together with the rest of Knesset Yisrael. Okay, so go through, there's some beautiful pieces of Agarata, and Meretz Hashem will start the Sagiven of Motzi Shem of Chesim.